Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Back in Rio, not knowing which way to turn to trace the Cossack, the last of the scientists on the list. Time was running out. Sir Giles Davenport and I were hoping that something more would be gleaned from the notebook captured from the late Jacob Bruey. It was in London, and we were waiting for some word. Meanwhile, I was concerned about Bruin's daughter, Sally, my responsibility to a large extent. My former school chum, Roger Deauville, seemed to be pestering her, and that rankled with me. He had said to her that I could never be persuaded to part with one of my beloved pipes. So I hastened to prove otherwise. But back at the Davenport apartment, where Sir Giles was still recovering after an unfortunate incident involving another of my pipes, his faithful servant Angelo was deeply perturbed. It was because of the pipe I had handed to Sally and the all-knowing Charco's threat upon my life.
Carson, old chap, this rogue's been an absolute dither of worry.
Indeed, Senor Carson, I am at loss to know how to find you.
Well, first to Commander Grant's to pick up Sally, then to Cozy Coffee Place. Oh, but why the concern?
I understand now the nature of this Charco threat.
You do?
See, the pipe.
Huh?
The pipe with which the inspector on the train comes hastening to you.
But I left it in the compartment.
No, Senor, no.
Now, Angelo,
you will observe this, Senor.
But great heavens.
In your baggage, I find it.
Well, this doesn't make sense.
I fear it makes rather devilish sense, Carson.
Indeed. The pipe which was said to have been left in the compartment was merely a duplicate of this one.
A duplicate? Yes, of course, that's it.
There have been other attempts to harm you by playing upon this passion of yours for pipes.
So.
Therefore, Senor, the duplicate may well be a deadly device. If you have it upon your person, you walk in grave danger. A touch and match.
Now, steady, old chap. I haven't got that pipe now.
But then where is it, Senor?
I gave it to Sally Bruin.
Oh, then she is in grave danger.
So?
Why the deuce give it to her, Carson?
Well, to settle a bet of a sort. But I must get it back.
Not back, old fellow.
Well, get her to dispose of it fast. Well, on the other hand, I'd like to inspect it.
Oh, no, Senor.
Simply to see how it works.
You desire to have the trouble similar to His Excellency? Perhaps for you it will be more serious than an injury to the face. No, destroy it.
Carson, I rather think that should be the course adopted.
Yes, I expect so. Well, I'll get cracking. Oh, but Sir Giles. Oh,
Senor.
Anything from London yet?
I'm waiting on a call back.
Oh, Senor, please.
I'm going now, old chap. Don't fret. But I hope young Sally doesn't get to playing around with that pipe. Dynamite. Angelo practically threw me out of the building. Not that he was concerned about Sally. He wanted that pipe, if loaded, out of the way before it could do me any harm. So I took a quick taxi ride to my hotel, where Sally also had a suite. According to the desk clerk, she was in. But I was hardly prepared for the face that greeted me. My former classmate at school in England, Roger Deauville.
The man himself.
Where's Sally?
Singing under the shower.
I'll wait.
Come right in.
Thanks.
Well, well, well. Long time no see.
Yeah, I've been busy. Company business, you know.
Ah, dear, you big shots. Oh,
glad you realize. But, you said singing under the shower.
Well, she's getting ready to go on. Dinner. Then a show.
Hmm.
You've been getting around.
You think so?
Up country. Down country. I believe you saw the great FitzHenry in Sao Paulo.
So, she's back here.
I believe so.
You haven't seen her?
Hetty's deserted me, I'm afraid.
Oh, how so?
Well, being the modest travel agent that I am, I arranged her movements here and there in South America, but she seems to be slipping off these days without letting me know.
You're slipping, old chap.
To borrow a phrase from old Staccato Carson, how so?
Well, in past, you usually kept Lady Love's tab.
Oh, yes, but I'm not Carson. One at a time.
Hmm. And the current one is Sally, eh?
Bruce, I never discuss affairs of the heart with other men.
But I rather think I'm entitled to insist this time that you do.
Entitled.
So?
Look here, Bruce, this is my affair.
But Sally happens to be my responsibility.
Seems you want them all.
I don't follow.
Well, you've got Hetty drooling.
Have I?
Of course.
Go on.
Then there's that French-Italian dancer, Faye Corelli. To say nothing of that Jansen woman with the antique shop. Quite a bunch of lovelies.
Quite.
And as well as that, you seem to have a premium on Sally.
I just don't want her spoiled, old chap.
Spoiled?
You know what I mean.
I don't think so.
Now, look, Deville.
Deville now, eh?
So, I rather think it should have been that from the start. I'm starting to recollect that we didn't get along so very well at the old alma mater. I'm starting to recall that your reputation for moving in was well established even in those days of comparative innocence.
Just what are you suggesting?
It's an old Victorian word, old chap. Cad.
You know, Carson, ever since you arrived in Rio, I've been wanting to do something.
And that?
Just this! Oh! Why, you!
Sorry to beat you to it, but...
If you want to mix it, Carson, I'll...
What is going on here?
Roger and Self were discussing old times.
Very funny.
Roger, there's something wrong. Under your eye, it looks red.
Ask Carson.
Bruce, what is it?
Roger was flicking ash off a cigarette. Little finger slipped, you know.
Roger.
Don't worry. But Carson wants something.
I can't make all this out.
Well, don't want to upset any arrangements you might have made.
But they weren't arrangements. This was all impromptu. Wasn't it, Roger?
Yes, of course.
Oh, you are acting strangely, both of you. Bruce.
I've just dropped in for a moment, dear. About that pipe.
Oh.
Anything wrong?
Well, I hate to tell you this, Bruce. And you're going to be terribly annoyed with me, but...
Yes, yes.
I haven't got it.
You gave it to Roger?
No, no.
Well, then what?
Well, I lost it.
Lost it?
Not exactly lost. It was stolen.
When? Where?
As I was walking along the street, just after I'd left you outside the cafe.
But how stolen?
Well, you see, I had it in my hand, and... Well, I suppose I was swinging it in my arm, and... Then all of a sudden, someone snatched it.
Who?
I only caught a glimpse of him before he vanished into the crowd. A shabby little man, but terribly quick.
I see.
You must be angry with me, I know.
No, certainly not. I'm relieved. Howsoever, I only dropped in about the pipe, as I said.
Did you want it back?
Well, just thought I might exchange it for something somewhat less unusual.
Unusual?
I'll let pass. Anyway, I'll toddle. Have a good time, you two. See you later, school chum. Looks could kill, friend Deville would have slaughtered me. I dare say there was a large degree of just plain jealousy mixed up in my resentment of him, and perhaps I was wrong in letting things boil over. Sir Giles Davenport had long had Deville on the list of those working against us in the frustrating search for the secret of this grim weapon of war. But back at his Copacabana apartment, he certainly had ideas about Sally.
Since you rushed out, Carson, I've been pondering, as you'd say. It's very, very odd.
How so, sir?
Well, I couldn't help feeling that Miss Bruin may have invented that story to get hold of the pipe.
Oh, but why should she?
Perhaps she knew about it.
Knew that it was loaded?
Exactly.
Well, can't subscribe.
Perhaps she knew what would happen once you lit the deuced thing.
All right. All she had to do was duck.
And reveal herself?
Oh, look, sir, this is fantastic.
And so are many aspects of this assignment.
But consider how we found her, in the backwoods, with her father, a dying man.
That would be hard to explain away.
Utterly impossible, sir.
Nevertheless, her conduct as far as this particular pipe is concerned is... Well, it's odd.
Yes, inclined to agree with you, sir. My pipes might not be the friends I imagine them to be.
And another thing, Carson... The young lady suddenly loses the pipe.
Just as well.
It would be one way of preventing you from examining it.
The pipe was snatched out of her hand. That's all there was to it.
Yes, I wonder...
I to suspect Sally is... Well, it's...
Yes, yes, Carson, I understand how you feel. But as I keep pointing out, we must suspect everyone.
Even Julius Grant, for instance?
Oh, no, Carson, that's below the belt.
Oh, how so?
Well, after all, Julius Grant is an old friend of mine. A Britisher, an explorer, a regular tower of strength.
Ah, well, sir, let pass.
Ah, glad you say so. I should certainly think so.
Hello.
Ah, key in the door, Carson.
So? Yeah.
Having this deuced bandage round me eyes makes me ears unusually keen. Yes, I think it'll be Angelo.
I am returned, Excellency.
Ah, good. Good, Angelo. Come along in. And tell me now, has that signal from London been decoded?
Indeed it has, Excellency.
Signal from London, sir?
Yes, Carson. Of course, don't get excited. It could be merely routine.
Ah, no. It is of strange importance, Excellency.
It is? Oh, I say, Carson, you will have to do the honors.
Yes, yes, very well, sir. Yeah, thanks, Angelo.
You are, Signor.
Good. Now, why the blazes should they want this?
Eh, what? What's it all about, old fellow?
Listen, Sir Giles. Request urgent dispatch of photographs of Sally Bruin, stop. Hetty Fitzhenry, stop. Helena Jansen, stop. Faye Corelli.
With Sally Bruin in pride of place. Carson, it seems that London also has some grounds for suspecting that young lady.
Giles insisted otherwise, but I tried to convince myself that it was merely a routine checkup. But getting those photographs was to be an interesting business. For once, my pipes came into their own in Operation Death Ray.